Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Getting Baked, Everything You Need to Know About Hemp, CBD, and Medicinal Gardening, by Barb Webb. Narrated by Amanda Ronconi. Publisher's Note. In this audio edition, you will hear references to charts, illustrations, cheat sheets, and recipes present in the print and ebook formats of the book. The material in this book is for general informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for professional medical advice. Any application of the information in this book is at the listener's discretion. The publisher and author shall not be responsible for any adverse reactions, losses, or damages the listener may suffer as a result of applying any of the information in this book. Nor do the publisher or author condone any illegal use of controlled substances. As of the writing of this book, the effects of CBD are still being studied, and government regulations surrounding potential CBD uses and delivery methods are still being developed. The consumption or topical application of CBD and other medicinal plants may cause side effects, trigger allergic reactions, or interfere with your current medications. Always consult your doctor, pharmacist, nutritionist, and other health practitioners before adding CBD or medicinal plants to your health routines. Refer to the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, website, fda.gov/home, for more information on the effects, unknowns, and legal uses of CBD, medicinal plants, and related products. The recipes contained in this book have been created for the ingredients and techniques indicated. The listener is responsible for researching and following the safety protocols for proper food preservation and cooking, as specified by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the World Health Organization, and the Food and Drug Administration. The publisher and author are not responsible for your specific health or allergy needs, which may require medical supervision. You are, of course, free to make substitutions or modifications to suit your personal dietary needs or tastes. However, the publisher and author shall not be responsible for any adverse reactions that you may suffer, whether from the recipes as contained in this book or as modified by you. 1. Get well. Discovering natural remedies. Why did you pick up this book? Are you stressed and anxious about the state of the world? Do you have inflammatory or digestive issues? Can you relate to the 50 million plus Americans in search of a good night's sleep? Do you suffer from any of the top health conditions in the United States, like major depression, high cholesterol, Crohn's disease, or ulcerative colitis? Are you one of the 6 in 10 adults who have a chronic disease? Or are you simply curious about how hemp and medicinal plants can fit into your everyday life? Maybe it's all of that. And maybe, like me, you believe nature provides the solutions. You know real is better than fake. Natural is better than synthetic. Feeling good is way superior to feeling lousy. When you're stressed out, can't sleep, have a bloated stomach, or just feel run down, everything is harder. When your energy levels are high, your body feels normal, and your mind is clear. Everything is radiant. Life is chock full of sunshine. You can take on the world. Do you want to tackle the stressors of the world with ease? Do you crave better, more natural ways to treat common ailments? Good news! Nature can support you. It's been doing so for thousands of years. We are one with the earth. We've evolved together. Plants and humans, we have a long, rewarding, symbiotic relationship. Many common solutions are already in some of your favorite foods, in the herbs that may already be growing in your garden, and in the luxury bath products you use to unwind at the end of a stressful day. You just haven't learned how to fully harness their medicinal powers. Yet. Likely you also picked up this guide because you are more than curious about CBD. Why are you suddenly seeing CBD in every product, in every store? What can it do for you? Well, thanks to the Hemp Farming Act of 2018, which legalized industrial hemp, With THC concentrations of no more than 0.3%, CBD is now in the medicinal plant limelight. In our lifetime, there's been an awakening, a push for more natural products, artisan craftsmanship, and locally sourced goods. Having lived through the material world of the 80s, it's wildly refreshing for this eco-gal to see the pendulum swing back. Perhaps you feel the same. This global awakening is not only good for our health and happiness, it's good for the health and happiness of the entire planet. In Slavic mythology, sylvan spirits once ruled the forests and meadows. These mountain deities, often known as wild women, knew all the secrets of nature. They spun hemp, prepared potions, were guardians of the forest, and defenders of nature. It's time we all once again became wild women and men. As a wild person, you can find more natural ways to treat common ailments like stress and anxiety. You will be able to reconnect with nature and start on a better path toward wellness with the aid of medicinal plants. Simply said, plants help us heal. Medicinal herbs don't force your body to heal. They don't contradict your natural abilities. What they do is support and encourage your body to find balance and to mend itself. This book offers no cures, but it offers plenty of hope, guidance, knowledge, and encouragement along your quest for natural solutions to common ailments. My heart is full of joy that you've picked up this guide and have chosen to empower yourself with a deeper understanding of medicinal plants. We are all part of the earth. The crucial elements for life found in our universe exist within us. We're connected to the cycles of the earth. If we are off balance, it simply makes good sense to allow the earth to help restore us. CBD herbs and pandemics, oh my. I wrote a good portion of this book during the quarantine phase of the COVID-19 pandemic in the United States. This period reinforced not only our need to be more prepared for some major curveballs and the importance of self-reliance, but it also brought to the forefront the great need for better overall health and wellness solutions in our lives. As we struggled with the unanticipated stressors and isolation in our daily routine, discussions about depression, panic attacks, lack of access to fresh produce, and homeschooling challenges quickly became the norm on Facebook. While CBD, hemp, and medicinal gardening aren't an end-all be-all, I believe they sure could have helped a lot of folks cope better. Gardening alone is therapeutic. Drinking a warm, delicious, fragrant cup of medicinal tea is comforting, instantly calming the mind, body, and soul. The simple act of dosing a CBD tincture makes you stop, pause, and reflect. Stress reduction, anxiety alleviation, sleep enhancement, immune-boosting support, mood levelers, all things we searched for in a time of isolation and extreme stress could have been as close as our kitchen windowsill. Another issue I became acutely aware of when COVID-19 disrupted our lives is the ridiculous amount of myths and false information that spread faster than the virus. When this happens, people begin accepting myths as facts. Just because you've seen a meme 22 times, read multiple articles, or heard a celebrity state a fact, doesn't make it a truth. The same lesson applies to cannabis and other medicinal plants. You have to dig deeper. In Getting Baked, I've done a lot of the research for you, interviewed industry experts, and applied my personal expertise with CBD and medicinal gardening. As a writer, with over 30 years' experience in print and digital media, I can say with confidence that nearly all good nonfiction writing stems from quality research on the subject matter. I also believe all good journeys begin with curiosity, a quest for knowledge, and a passion for the subject matter. You'll totally find my heart poured into this book. Nature inspires me, and every day I learn something new from our plant world. I hope you'll find inspiration and develop a new level of appreciation for our medicinal plant world, too. This is a starting point for you. If something puzzles you or you find you want to know more about a particular medicinal plant, be sure to ask questions and explore the topic further. There's a wealth of resources available to you. I've listed all my favorites in the last chapter of this guide for your quick reference. Your personal experience is also a huge part of your myth-busting mission as you dig deeper. Pay attention to the lessons learned from your past experiences and trust your gut instincts. It's a widely accepted certitude that lavender has a sweet, earthy, desirable flavor. Chefs use it in culinary dishes around the world. Lavender scones are a popular treat you'll find at many coffee houses. You may see it listed as a floral note in a French wine you love. To me, regardless of the preparation method, lavender tastes like perfumed soap. Or at least what I imagine perfumed soap to taste like, as I have no desire to take a bite and find out if I'm right. That's my personal experience, my truth. And it's important to integrate this experience into my medicinal garden lifestyle. Despite not appreciating the taste, I love the scent of lavender and extensively use it in topical remedies, bath products, and homemade air fresheners. I avoid medicinal teas, recipes, and CBD tinctures that contain lavender. I'm fully aware of the health support it offers. But if I don't like the flavor, it's unlikely I'll be able to keep up a health routine that includes ingesting it. Listen to your body and be mindful of your preferences. If you strongly dislike a medicinal herb, look to a substitute with a similar attribute. Habits begin with mini steps. And the more you enjoy all the benefits of a medicinal plant, including flavor and form, the easier it is to adapt it into your lifestyle. You may find you're already enjoying plenty of medicinal plants present in this book in your daily diet. If you love Italian cuisines, chances are you're a big fan of basil and garlic. Perhaps you just don't yet know all the ways you can enjoy these medicinal plants, like using garlic to reduce inflammation, and basil to aid with digestive issues. Some herbs like holy basil may be completely new to you. You may have come across mention of holy basil reading about Ayurvedic sciences, but chances are you haven't tried growing it in your garden yet. And you can. It's easy. Maybe some medicinal plants like chamomile are ones you're already enjoying in your tea rituals, but you never realize their full potential for use as a hair tonic or sleep aid. When paired with CBD oil, chamomile might just give you the restorative, deep sleep you desperately need. Whatever medicinal plant you choose to begin with in Getting Baked, you'll find they are fairly simple to use and or grow, requiring no extraordinary green thumb. What you need is a little know-how. So what are we waiting for? Grab your cup of ashwagandha and peppermint tea, great for enhancing focus and boosting mental clarity, and let's get started on our CBD, hemp, and medicinal garden journey. Are you ready to get baked? Medicinal plants are affordable, accessible, effective, empowering. Medicinal plants are not a cure. If you find a medicinal plant or plant extract that cures your ailments, that's freaking fantastic. To realistically manage your expectations, though, we'll continue with the tried and true philosophy that medicinal plants are not a cure-all. They also may have side effects or interact with over-the-counter, OTC, drugs or prescriptions. They may interfere with medicines or supplements you're already taking. The information in this guide is not medical advice, nor a substitute for your doctor's care. What we are exploring is a lifestyle choice, which may potentially enhance your efforts to bring new relief and support where it is much needed. Always consult your doctor, pharmacist, nutritionist, and other health practitioners before adding medicinal plants to your health routines. It's just smart to keep everyone who is concerned with your personal health needs in the loop. Medicinal plants should be treated as companions. They are partners in your health and wellness journey on the path toward better health. One awesome facet of a holistic approach. We all know that to keep a car running, all parts of the vehicle must be in good repair and work in harmony. The same is true with our bodies. It's just as important to address your feelings and moods as it is to repair your digestive system. For example, for many years, I struggled not only to get to sleep, but to stay asleep. You don't need to read a study to understand the importance of quality sleep. We all know this from personal experience. Sleep is a significant component of your overall health and well-being. When you sleep well, you feel better, think more clearly, and your entire body functions at a higher level. A few years ago, my husband and I decided to purchase a new bed in hopes of getting better rest. It helped a bit. I added supportive pillows to keep my body aligned correctly for optimum sleep. It certainly added some comfort each night. I tried dozens of techniques, from meditation to ambient noise machines. Each added a modicum of aid in my efforts. In addition, I adjusted my diet to restrict caffeine to morning consumption only, and I exercised during the day to ensure my lifestyle wasn't too sedentary. All these steps aided my efforts to achieve a good night's rest each night, but none completely solved my insomnia. That's when I turned to herbs and later to full-spectrum CBD. By using them in combination together with those changes in my lifestyle, I've finally achieved my goal: a lovely night's rest each night with a deep, restorative sleep. There's an Irish proverb I grew up hearing: a good laugh and a long sleep are the best cures. I never fully understood this proverb until I began to have sleep problems and then eventually found solutions. My ancestors sure were onto something. When you are well rested, every other element of your life, from your emotional to spiritual well-being, is easier to address, both the good and the bad aspects. The thing about sleep, or any other ailment, is there's not a one-step solution for most people. It's important to take a holistic approach. In my personal example, the ultimate key to my fully having restorative sleep is full-spectrum CBD and medicinal herbs used in combination with addressing my environmental, dietary, and cognitive needs. CBD and medicinal herbs are no-nonsense, easily accessible solutions that aid my overall health objectives and bring them to a tangible, rewarding solution. Best of all, the steps I've taken and all the medicinal plants I use are super easy to incorporate into my lifestyle. This easy breezy philosophy is what I hope you'll take to heart. Getting Baked is designed to be a guide for the everyday herbalist, no prior experience required. You'll find easily recognizable plants and plant compounds you may already be familiar with, and step-by-step instructions to follow. Sure, I love the idea of creating a wizard-like potion lab in my garden and home, and I do grow some exotics just for fun. But why would we not take advantage of what already surrounds us? Why mess with motherwort, a plant most of us are not familiar with, for headache pain, when peppermint, a plant we're likely to be awfully familiar with, is already available to us? There's also a level of fear involved with plants and ingredients we're not familiar with. For good reason, we should approach them with caution and learn the basics in order to gain the confidence to continue forward. You can take your medicinal garden journey as far as you wish to go. Just like any path of learning, though, it's best to begin with building blocks we're familiar with, in the same way we learn the alphabet before we learn to read. Take your journey one step at a time. Listen to your body and take a holistic approach toward finding your perfect balance. For example, if sleep is your primary health concern, there are many easy steps you can take. 1. Identify the medicinal plants in Getting Baked that may be of aid in enhancing your sleep efforts, like full-spectrum CBD, lavender, ashwagandha, and chamomile. I've included plenty of handy charts throughout the guide for your reference. 2. Check in with your doctor, pharmacist, and other health practitioners to discuss underlying causes for your ailments. Also discuss potential drug interactions with CBD or the medicinal plants you're planning to use as part of your treatment. Always be your own advocate. 3. Introduce each medicinal plant companion to your path one at a time to assess its effectiveness. 4. Grow and process the plants that work best for you. Find the ideal ways to incorporate them into your daily routine in Getting Baked. I've included everything from topicals to edibles to bath and beauty product suggestions for you to try. 5. Take inventory of your environment to see if you might need adjustments like light-blocking curtains for your bedroom. 6. Be mindful of your diet and eliminate habits like late-night snacking that might be interfering with your sleep cycle. 7. Tune in to your emotions and address your stress levels with mindful activities like yoga or meditation. 8. Have an intuitive conversation with your body and assess if your lifestyle is too sedentary. Adding more movement to your day may be a piece of the puzzle you need to add in to complete your wellness solution. These steps may sound like a lot, but they're absolutely not. You can quickly lay out a plan for yourself for every health and wellness need you have. Plenty of the common sense stuff we already know. Most whole foods are better than processed foods. Chemicals are generally not healthy for our bodies. Regular exercise is good for us. You don't need a complex formula to realize that if you burn more calories than you consume, you typically lose weight and often rest better. We just need to make our health and wellness a priority. And obviously, you're already starting to since you picked up this guide, so bravo. The cooking, gardening, dosing, and crafting ideas highlighted in Getting Baked are all part of the holistic approach you not only need, but deep down inside, you crave. In the end, every single step is worth the effort when the end result is better health. I always chuckle when I hear the term alternative health. Good health should be the target, not an alternative. Natural remedies are not alternatives. They are part of nature, existing way before any synthetic solution. When we take care of ourselves and seek natural solutions, we opt out of the synthetic drug cycle that's often dragging us down with an endless array of harmful side effects. This is not to say that modern science and modern drug therapies don't serve a role in improving our health and wellness, but they are often one of many solutions available, including alternative health aids like medicinal plants. Nature provides many solutions. It's just plain smart to work in harmony with our natural environment. After all, nature always finds a way. Now it's time for you to find your natural path. Fresh Baked Tip. The journal pages and lists included in Getting Baked are available for free download at ruralmom.com/getting-baked. 2. Get Baked. Understanding hemp, CBD, and the cannabis culture. Energizing, alluring, soothing, uplifting, euphoric. Enticing words that could describe a famous work of art or an expensive perfume. They're also terms used to describe the characteristics of cannabis. Touted in ancient times as an elixir of life, cannabis can be found throughout literature, mythology, archaeology, agriculture, and scientific studies. Archaeology findings show Vikings cultivated hemp around 650 AD. Excavation work in Turkey revealed samples of hemp-woven fabric, dating back 9,000 years. Greek historian Herodotus recalled inhaling vapors of hemp seed smoke in 5th century BC. Yet cannabis is the most misunderstood flowering plant in history. Debates about marijuana and industrial hemp continue today as the agricultural, medical, scientific, and wellness communities continue to explore the many facets of this fascinating herb. How cannabis savvy are you? Can you tell fact from fiction? How well do you know your facts about CBD and hemp? Take this epic quiz to test your knowledge. Here are 10 statements. Determine whether you think the statement is true or if it is a myth. 1. Smoking or ingesting CBD will get you high. 2. Cannabis is the solution for curing cancer, eliminating global warming, and solving world peace. 3. Hemp, CBD, and marijuana are all the same. 4. CBD has been scientifically proven to help with some health conditions. 5. There is THC in hemp seed oil. 6. Hemp seed oil can be used as fuel for automobiles. 7. The Declaration of Independence is written on hemp paper. 8. Levi's, Patagonia, and Tom's use hemp fabrics in their fashions. 9. Taking CBD will cause you to test positive on a drug test. 10. All CBD is created equally. Scoring. Give yourself 1 point for each correct answer. Tally up the points to obtain your total score. 1 to 3 points. You may be new to the cannabis culture, but by the end of this book, you'll be delighting your friends with all kinds of fun facts. 4 to 6 points. A cannabis lover at heart, you have a good foundation of knowledge. Continue listening to this chapter to fill in the blanks. 7 to 10 points. You're a cannabis quiz star. You sure know your facts and will love discovering new ways to incorporate CBD and hemp into your lifestyle. Listen on. Statement 1. Myth. CBD does not have a psychoactive effect. Tetrahydrocannabinol, otherwise known as THC, is the compound in cannabis that is psychotropic. CBD stands for cannabidiol, one of the many other compounds found in the cannabis plant. In accordance with current regulations in the United States, legal CBD products must be extracted from industrial hemp plants containing levels of less than 0.3% THC. Because of this, legal CBD products are non-intoxicating. For people with concerns about any level of THC in a CBD product, there are CBD products available that contain zero THC. We'll be discussing this in more depth later in this chapter. Statement 2. Myth. It would be lovely if cannabis could cure all the world's problems, but alas, it is not a cure-all. Cannabis does, however, have some amazing properties and applications. Medical professionals and scientists are studying how cannabis can help with many diseases, including various types of cancer. It takes fewer resources to create plastics, fabrics, paper, and other products from hemp, which could reduce our eco-footprint. As for world peace, well, no one plant can bring that about. It will take more than a cannabis culture village to succeed. Statement 3. Truth. Also, give yourself credit if you answered myth. The truth is hemp and marijuana are derived from the same plant, genus Cannabis, in the family Cannabaceae. The most recognizable difference between marijuana and hemp is the level of THC within the plant. Marijuana has high levels of THC, over 0.3%. Industrial hemp, often referred to as hemp, and for all practical purposes what I am referring to when I use the term hemp throughout this guide, is currently defined as a cannabis plant containing less than 0.3% THC. CBD is a compound found in the cannabis plant. So technically, it's not the same as hemp and marijuana. It is derived from hemp and marijuana plants. This is why you get to give yourself credit if you answered myth. Statement 4. Truth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?